Prescott High School is locked into homecoming week 2019, and athletic director and assistant principal Matt Smith joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday to talk about what has happened so far and what's coming up throughout the week and through the weekend. Smith first on all of the fun that has been had in the early portion of homecoming week.
Yeah, without a doubt. You hit the nail on the head there, Tuck. It's a fun week and a lot of different activities going on, whether it's today during lunch we had an activity that had buckets on a helmet on top of their head, and they were throwing ping pong balls and had to catch them, and just a lot of great stuff. You know, last night we had our Powder Puff semifinals, and a good matchup. The seniors and freshmen went to overtime. Seniors prevailed, juniors and sophomores in a great battle, and we'll have the finals then on Friday night before the varsity football team takes the field for warm-ups. Just a great week overall. You know, Tuesday we'll have home volleyball there with Osceola coming to town, and then the boys will get out there and do a little volleyball afterwards. We'll have the bonfire and just a lot of great camaraderie, and it's a good time to be a Cardinal here at Prescott High School with the dress-up days. And, you know, we had a college rep day on Monday, so you saw a lot of sweatshirts, you know, Gopher Badger walking around. Tuesday was frat boy, so I have a visor upside down and backwards on right now with my collar popped with my sunglasses here also. So just a lot of fun stuff, and it's great to be a Cardinal. We're looking forward to a lot of stuff. And just the school spirit is a big part of it here, and everyone kind of working together and having a little fun along the way is a good thing, obviously, for your high school here.
Similar to what Hastings also does now during their homecoming week, Prescott High School now sanctions their girls' Powder Puff football games, playing some of them early on in the week, and the winners then qualify to play later on in the week on Friday before the varsity football team takes to the field at Laney. Smith on how great of an addition Powder Puff football has been to Prescott High School.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, we did it last night back in our football practice fields here, Fayette Fields back behind the high school, and Patax brought over their big silver grill, and you got to tip your hat to them. They donated some hot dogs. We ended up buying some burgers and some water, and Dr. Spacuza actually was running the grill, flipping burgers for everyone. It was just a great turnout. Obviously, the weather was beautiful, and like I said, some good football and, you know, the community support coming, and just a great opportunity. It was a lot of fun to be a part of. Mr. Figgy and I did some officiating, and then actually the staff put together a team and also played the seniors. I'm not going to talk about the result of that. I don't want to hurt the seniors' feelings, but yeah, it's just outstanding for that to be, you know, something that the school can embrace, and just a lot of fun and smiles and laughter all around to be able to do that. And you know, and the more you can add to homecoming week, just really gets that level of excitement to it to a whole nother level, and that's definitely something Powder Puff game does. And they have a little cookout there and everyone to get together and enjoy the weather and all the festivities that the week has in store.
Some teams may have home events and some may not during homecoming week, but what we can all agree on is all of the teams are getting ready for the postseason run.
Oh, definitely. You know, you get to around mid-October here, and it's, you know, a lot, like you said, some of the seasons start to wrap up here with postseason. Our girls golf, a great chance to advance from sectionals to state today. I mean, you know, exciting going on there. They're playing, you know, Tuesday here down in Baldwin. And, you know, you look at volleyball here, we'll have their seating meeting this week. You know, football, it's week 8. You know, you blink and we're already there. Cross country with, you know, their meets in the Middle Border Conference meet next Thursday in Somerset. So, yeah, some things start to wrap up here and really heat up as you head into the postseason. And it's just kind of a excitement in the air. You add that along with homecoming week, and, you know, it's just kind of a recipe for a lot of great things going on here at Prescott High School.
On to Friday night's football game, where Prescott takes on Baldwin Woodville. And I'll tell you what, fans, the price of admission may be covered alone in the halftime show. From the band playing to the dance team taking to the field, and of course, somebody will have a chance at winning $500 if they can throw a football through a board at halftime as well. There's plenty of fun to be had Friday night at the football game, Smith explains.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of opportunities. You know, we'll have the band there under the direction of Mr. Jason Canfield performing, and they'll have, you know, the dance team will be out there. It'll be an extended halftime. And, you know, just a lot of things, like I said, a lot of excitement, a lot of cool opportunities. And then you talked about the football toss game. Yeah, River City Stitch and Churchill, you know, kind of backing a football tosser. They have a board out there at each home game and a chance to throw a Nerf football through the board. And, yeah, hopefully someone walks away, you know, a little bit heavier in the pockets here this week after that. So a lot of different, you know, things going on, and, you know, just a great time to, you know, be involved in the community, and a lot of cool, fun activities that people can take advantage of, and the opportunity to kind of come together and embrace what we have.
Homecoming doesn't stop with the football game on Friday, as Smith tells fans. Homecoming continues on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll be going solid through Saturday. On Saturday, we have our Hall of Fame banquet here up at the high school in the Commons area. We have two representatives, Nicole Eggers and Dick Hoffman, who are both being inducted into the Prescott Hall of Fame. A huge honor, obviously, and tickets are for sale for that. General public is welcome to come. We'll have a dinner. You know, and their speeches and presentation, and that'll be Saturday night starting at 6 o'clock at the high school. Tickets are $20. You can buy them here at the high school. And then following that, doors will open at 8:45 in the gym. We're going to have our homecoming dance, and that'll go from 9 to 11 here for our high school students. So, yeah, just a lot of different activities throughout the week, and then obviously Saturday to culminate with that. It's a lot of good stuff going on here that we're definitely excited about.
We may be entrenched in homecoming week at Prescott High School, but folks, you can't forget about winter sports. The winter season code meetings and registrations are about to take place. Start making plans now.
It's almost like you got my email password. I sent out an email yesterday, actually, to all the buildings in district about setting our date for our winter code meeting, which will be Tuesday, October 29th, 6 o'clock here at the high school library for anyone participating in a winter activity that did not attend a fall one, and that's 6 through 12 for grades. And our head coaches will be doing a lot of their team meetings for high school there that night. And, you know, just kind of get rolling there. As we head into November, we want to make sure everyone has their physicals done, and we want to make sure everyone's lined up in terms of paperwork and just kind of general expectations amongst coaches and athletes and everyone involved in the activity, that they know, you know, with their advisor, with their coach, what to expect, what's going on, and keeping everyone in the loop as communication is key. So, yeah, our code meeting for activities will be on Tuesday, October 29th at 6 o'clock at the high school library, and a chance to get together, kind of go over our expectations, our code, and just what everything entails here to be a student athlete or student involved in the activity in the Prescott School District.